The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Yeah! What's happening? What's up? Welcome back to Hoop Bowl Hawks. This week, the brand new show that is taking flight here on the Hoop Bowl Network. We cover everything regarding the Atlanta Hawks. I'm your host, Brad Harden, and I am here today extremely excited. And Hawks fans should be excited as well, as the first practice began today for the Hawks off-season workout bubble, which will last approximately 2 weeks. And in the last couple of days, President of the Basketball Operations for the Hawks, Travis Schlink, and Coach Lloyd Pierce made themselves available to the media to address the current roster, the bubble workout, and pressing storylines leading up to this offseason and the next season. But before we get into their comments, we will talk about how the NBA continues to fill in offseason details, in this case, the NBA Draft Combine 2020, which will be reformatted to be conducted in both NBA team markets and virtually, taking place in phases starting this coming Monday, September 28th, and continuing through November. And these changes are occurring due to the coronavirus pandemic that is happening worldwide. This new format will give teams the opportunity to participate in the league and team interviews via video conference from the 28th of September to October 16th. Players will also take place in an individual on-court program consisting of strength and agility testing, measurements, shooting drills, and a pro day video, all to be conducted in October at the NBA team facility nearest to the player's home/residence. Medical testing and examination will also be performed by the NBA affiliate physicians on hand. So this news release is great for NBA teams to start planning strategically in regards to which prospects they can and will bring in for these workouts. I think it will give the Hawks a wonderful opportunity to evaluate prospects that are close in proximity to the Atlanta metro area, like Okoro, Devin Vassell, Anthony Edwards, and Danny Avila, who I reported on previous podcast, who is reportedly doing his pre-draft workout prep in the Atlanta area. To have four potential top 10 prospects, I mean, it's no stretch. All of them are top 10 prospects at this point, according to mock drafts, to be available to come in and for the Hawks to evaluate. I wouldn't say that this gives the Hawks an extreme leg up in regards to other franchises in the league, but I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the Hawks to do their due diligence, their homework, that can hopefully help them to make a decision on that number 6 draft pick, with them having the ability to get these prospects into the facility. So I'm sure that we will continue to hear news trickling out in the upcoming weeks of who is in the 404, working out for the Hawks, and we here at Hoop All Hawks, we will be all over it. Now, the Hawks reportedly met at the facility on Monday morning for testing, breakfast, camaraderie, all of that, leading into practice beginning today on Wednesday, September 23rd. Brad Rowland, who works for SB Nation and Peachtree Hoops in the Atlanta area and also covers a lot of Atlanta sports, tweeted the responses for both Coach Lloyd Pierce and Travis Schlink. And we will talk about Travis Schlink's comments first, as Schlink was asked about the draft, and he stated that basically it's no secret, which we talked about on this program, that this is not a top-heavy draft, but he said there's a lot of good players available, and they are confident they will find a quality option at 6, which is great rhetoric to put out there to state that, hey, we look to hold on to the number 6 pick. I know that that news has been coming out, and I know that on this program I repeatedly talk about shopping the number 6 pick, but this could also be to throw off other teams, who knows, but he's absolutely right. There are quality options at 6. So as we mentioned, the pre-draft combine, hopefully we can evaluate these prospects to see if we'll hold on to 6 and see if there's someone there that we like. Schlink was also asked about how hard it was to evaluate prospects in his draft class and the challenges for them as an organization. He would go on to say that there are 29 other teams in the same boat with relatively limited information/data on the 2020 draft, given the early cancellation of the college basketball season and the strange offseason that has occurred. He continued speaking on the challenges of this offseason and mentioned that the hardest part is the uncertainty of the calendar with training camp and the tip-off of next season still being undecided. Adam Silver, who did speak recently to media, saying that it's very, very likely that the season will not start until 2021, which gives us a little more context, but there's still a lot of relative unknowns about how next season will look and leading up to it, how it will look. Free agency is another unknown that was asked by Schlenk at this time. He mentioned that there is one free agent participating in these workouts, which is Sky LaBissière, who was on the roster last year, up for a contract, and it's very telling that Coach Lloyd Pierce and Travis Schlenk brought him back into the facility to participate in these voluntary workouts. We will talk about that later on in the program. And he said with the one free agent participating, Sky, he does speak to the potential strategies in free agency coming up this offseason as they are looking to fill holes in their roster to help complement this young core that they have in place. And he also stated that same mentality in regards to draft strategy and as well as trades. He said that they feel really good about this young core and that the trades that they will be making, if they do make trades, will be more strategic about filling the need of this roster instead of continuing to accumulate assets, which they have done the last couple of years. With this pre-workout bubble being roughly about 2 weeks, he also talked about how tough it will be to get a lot of basketball things done as far as X's and O's. But he states that the team's biggest focus for this short two-week time period is team building and camaraderie. He said during this time, due to how short of a time frame they have, he really wants to focus on building that camaraderie with players like Capella, who is now healthy. He can be around the players and build some camaraderie there. And the fact that there's a lot of people on the roster, and we'll talk about the roster of this workout bubble, who is there. So it's really, really positive to see how many players are attending this voluntary workout, and it could lead to success here in the future. Schlenk was also asked about looking at, you know, the Eastern Conference Finals, both of the teams there, obviously Miami and Boston, and the fact that they are having success with small ball lineups, and due to their philosophy that has been set forth here for the Atlanta Hawks organization as far as filling out their roster, they are really keeping a close eye out on Miami and Boston with their small ball lineups, with players who are versatile guys who all can shoot and pass. He said that he would love to continue to infuse that into this current roster, but he also loves the competitive spirit and the physicality in which both of these teams in the Eastern Conference play with. And Eastern Conference basketball has been synonymous with physical basketball play historically, so this is something that Schlenk wants to emulate as well in this Hawks roster, and hopefully they can infuse that competitive spirit in this short two-week time period, but the physicality with people healthier and being closer and closer to the season once they figure out training camp and so forth. I can see physicality being a big part of their camp to make these players physically and mentally tough, that hopefully will lead to them winning more games this year and having more success, and as I mentioned in past podcasts, inching closer and closer to the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Who I mentioned before, Capella. Schlenk spoke on Capella's rehab and their plan for him. As they have been told that Clint Capella has no limitations going forward. He's been in Atlanta for the last few weeks doing individual workouts, and this will be the first time for Travis Schlenk seeing Capella in a full basketball setting doing 5-on-5 drills with his team. They will continue to be cautious as far as a physical standpoint with him and as well as the rest of the roster. But as I stated in earlier podcasts, it's great that he is with the teammates. He can help build camaraderie. This is the first time they'll be able to work with them. He'll be able to work with them since being traded from Houston. So the sky is the limit. Great vibes, great energy for this first day of practice, which we'll allude to in Coach Lloyd Pierce's comments later on here in the program. Finally, Travis Schlenk was asked about one of the more pressing questions that regard this roster going forward, which is contract extensions. Cough, cough, John Collins. He stated that they are unable to negotiate an extension with anyone until free agency begins, which is still relatively unknown, but those conversations will be had. stated by Travis Schlenk, which is good news for the Hawks fans to know that there is that the extension is on the Hawks front office's mind, even if he didn't speak specifically to it. But we just hope that both sides can potentially come to an agreement this offseason and not let it spill into the regular season, which, if this were to happen, would amplify the discussion of trading him and trade rumors throughout the season, which cannot help the success of a young team who is trying to continually to improve. So hopefully both sides can see eye to eye, but if not, as I said, trade rumors will become rampant, and it's no secret that John Collins wants max contract money, and with the numbers that he put up last year, he definitely warrants those numbers, but the question still remains on his availability with injuries and obviously suspension last year, and if his play truly translates into winning basketball. As we mentioned on the last podcast with Alan Strokey, that it hasn't been a lot of opportunities for him and Trae Young to be on the court. When they do play on the court together, close to 500 ball, they added Capella. Let's see if they can stay healthy and see what they truly have with this roster. Like I said, Alan also mentioned this, that the Hawks should realistically see what they have on this current roster, and I agree with him as well, playing healthy before making any brash decisions. So this will be a storyline we will continue to follow as it comes to implications on what path the Hawks wish to go down going forward. Now, the second person who was interviewed by the media leading up to the beginning of the bubble workout, Coach Lloyd Pierce. Coach Lloyd Pierce was made available to the media today via Zoom. And one of the things that he commented on is the energy and excitement amongst those in the building as they began workouts today, stating that he has never seen a more intense layup drill. I love to hear how excited these players are to get to work and compete. He stated that the intensity that was shown today, he was excited because, as I mentioned the word compete, he said the things that they are looking for in this two-week time period are competition, commitment, and care for all those that are in attendance, which are three great things. Care for yourself, obviously take care of your body, and for other teammates, keeping them safe in drills. Commitment, they're all there, they're all bought in, which is great. And competition, which Travis Schlenk alluded to with the two teams in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Lloyd Pierce, knowing his previous stints as a assistant in the franchise that he's been a part of, competition has been infused in those franchises. So I'm glad that he wants to infuse that into this two-week period, and hopefully that can set the tone going forward whenever they do start training camp leading into the next season. He spoke about how important it was to have Clint Capella there from a standpoint of connecting with his teammates. He said that Clint has been working for a long time. He's in great shape right now, moving very well. As I mentioned earlier in the program, no limitations as far as restrictions on his game and workouts. He is excited to add his skill of boxing out defenders and rebounding at a high clip. And with him doing the rim protecting and his rebounding ability, also JC is a great rebounder as well. But this would be great for John Collins, who can play a little more at the perimeter and continue to expand his game, not clog up the paint, and improve spacing for this team with JC continuing to improve from the three-point line. So the no limitations, having Clint Capella there present, he's in shape, he looks good. He did speak to the media today, but unfortunately when I record this, I didn't get his comments. So look on Twitter for those comments to see, you know, Clint Capella's thoughts on his first day back. But it seems that everybody in the building is happy to have him there and healthy after working through plantar fasciitis. As I mentioned, the aforementioned John Collins has been reported, according to Coach Lloyd Pierce, has been in the gym faithfully since May 8th. And practically he's in the facility every day. Every day to the point that they had to force him to take days off. An extremely motivated John Collins, which his motor and his drive has never been in question since coming to Atlanta. But this is great to hear because he is a player obviously vying for a contract extension with this team, or if not being extended with this Hawks team, trying to set himself for another opportunity elsewhere in the league. But this is still great that he's still in a Hawks uniform. We have him motivated. He's been working hard all offseason to continue to improve his game. And I think we're going to get the best of John Collins this year And we'll really get to see what this roster is going to look like with Collins, Trae Young, Capella, Cam Reddish, who has been in the lab working hard this offseason, DeAndre Hunter, who's been in the lab working hard this offseason. You got Herter back. They like this young core, and they obviously are wanting to address in free agency drafts and trades holes to continue to add to this roster, as they still have several holes that they need to complete on this roster. But it's good to have that young core all there, bought in for these workouts. Even if there are 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week, this is a great sign for Hawks fans. The Hawks fans should be very, very excited. Now, the Hawks did release the roster of those who are participating in the workouts, which include a healthy Clint Capella, cleared for 5-on-5 work, other notable Hawks players. As I mentioned, there was a lot of them bought in. Trae Young is there. John Collins is there. Herter is there. DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish, Bruno Fernando. And I also mentioned, obviously, free agent Skye Labissiere, who the front office really likes. Coach Lloyd Pierce commented on Skye's play day one, saying that he was really good day one. He really praised his poise, his skill, the control of his game. And he said that it's been apparent that he's been healthy for a while, he's moving well, and that he's been working very, very hard this offseason. Skye Labissiere, a very skilled big man who's been coming along and showed some promise in Sacramento, but due to a crowded front court and injuries, his minutes were severely limited. He's hoping to continue to improve, and we are as well here at Hoopball Hawks, with, like I said, his size, his skill, his ability to guard multiple positions, and add depth at the forward position for this Hawks roster. Hopefully he can earn a spot on the roster. And after having an offline conversation with Alan Sroki today, the last episode that we had for Hoopball Hawks, and if you have not checked that episode out, please check it out. It's a great episode. No bias involved in that comment. But we had a conversation about Skye, who he likes as well, and he made a very interesting point that the fact that Labissiere is present here at the bubble workouts, and Bembry, who was a free agent up for a contract as well, who was on the Hawks roster last year, was not in attendance, probably means that, if you can read the signs, that the Hawks are probably not interested in bringing him back, or they know what they have with Bembry. Maybe they know that and they will bring him back. Who knows? But him not being there is very telling. But then bringing Skye Labissiere, who was a free agent, means that they really like what he provides. And I'm sure that although Bembry is not on this, looks like it may not be on this roster, I'm sure that they can find a free agent or someone in the draft who can replace his skill set for cheaper. So maybe that is a thought process going forward in regards to DeAndre Bembry. The only player who did not attend the bubble workouts, reportedly, who is under contract, is Dwayne Dedmon, which Coach Lloyd Pierce said that he's not worried about because these workouts are voluntary. And Dwayne Dedmon, being one of the older players in the roster, is in California right now with his family, which you can never knock someone who wants to be with their family at this time. The amount of players opting into workouts on this roster is extremely encouraging for Hawks fans to see that these players are extremely motivated, they're hungry, and eager to get back to work. I'm sure them not being able to have a bubble situation like in Orlando with the top half teams in both conference probably motivated them to see all these players balling in that limelight, people talking, you know, favorably about them on Twitter, and even Hawks players like Trae Young, who's been a constant on Twitter commenting on the play in the bubble. I'm sure that it just gets their internal drive going. So I'm glad that that's all culminated to them getting all back into the facility. And it's great that team building is a main focus. I'm glad that, you know, these players probably have an opportunity to continue to work on their games individually, some at the Hawks facility, some on their own. But them being back into the building hopefully can help them continue to improve on relationship building and camaraderie with this young team, which is needed. And if they can infuse competition and competitiveness and drive, and all the other things that Coach Lloyd Pierce is looking for in this two-week period, I think it's a great sign for where this franchise can go. And I'm just glad to hear that Trae Young is there with reported Who knows what their relationship is with Coach Lloyd Pierce, but he's a star player. You're going to have a great relationship with him. But I'm glad that he is being a consummate professional. He's in the building. He is trying to be a leader and be around this young core so they can grow together. So it's great to hear about the aim and excitement of this franchise with these workouts beginning. Everyone is eager to continue to improve. And we will continue to follow any and every storyline coming out of this mini camp here at Hoopball Hawks. In a late addition to the docket, as we had a Woj bomb in the middle of us recording, reportedly from Adrian Wojnarowski, Atlanta is hiring San Antonio's Landry Fields as an assistant GM. Sources tell ESPN, Landry Fields was a GM of the Spurs G League affiliate in Austin. He is 32 years old and played 5 years in the NBA, including the New York Knicks and the Toronto Raptors. It's very interesting news that just dropped. A guy who came from a very good and championship organization in San Antonio, under the San Antonio tree, under Popovich and the brain trust there. So it'll be interesting to see, now that he's working underneath Travis Schlenk, what his responsibilities and duties will be and how he will add to this front office. So that is a brand new development that just dropped. We will be looking into it going forward and see what other information can we learn about Landry Fields and what does that lend to for this Atlanta Hawks franchise. So with that, we thank you for tuning in again to Hoopball Hawks. If you love what you heard today, give us 5 stars like I hope your Uber passenger rating is, which I am still trying to figure out. What did I do? Why do I have a 4.91? What was my lapse? That's beside the point. Still, give us 5 stars. Give us a great review. Share with fellow Hawks fans and basketball enthusiasts across the world. Follow us on Twitter at HoopBallHawks. That is at HoopBallHawks for new episodes, updates, and so forth. Follow myself, BradJarrett67. That's Brad, JARRETT67. And as always, we're going to give